to say a few things. In Hebrews chapter 13, if you got a Bible, Hebrews chapter 13, it will look me there in Hebrews chapter number 13 tonight. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 15. Hebrews 13 and verse number 15. The Bible said, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Well, tonight God wants us to give sacrifice of praise to God. And I feel like in this day, and I'm just being honest from my heart, that we're missing the boat in praising God. The Bible says that we need to praise Him. We know within our heart the Holy Ghost praises Him. And we need to praise God. Amen. I'll tell you, friend, when we get to praising God, then God's pleased with it. And He said we need to do it. He said the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. What comes out of our lips ought to come from our heart. And I'm finding in this day and hour, there's a very few people in the day we live in that's got any praise, got any extolling. Thank God about the name of God, the name of Christ, and what He's done for us as sinners. What He done for us, thank God, when He saved us. What He does for us day by day. Thank God He daily loves us the benefits. He gives us things every day. Thank God we ought to praise it for. The house of God ought to be a house of praise. I thank God because Christ has blessed us and gave us, thank God, many blessings through His own Son. I tell you what we've come to today. We've come to sophistication. Just sophisticated. That's right. Nobody don't want to be embarrassing in their flesh. I'll tell you, that day David come back in with the Ark of the Covenant, it never occurred in his mind about whether he was embarrassing himself, because there was no embarrassment. It embarrassed Micah, his wife, but it never embarrassed him. He said, "You hadn't seen what nothing yet, what God touched my heart. I'm going to praise Him." And I'll tell you tonight, friend, it looks like to me, and I'm just preaching what comes to my mind tonight and my heart. It looks like to me in this day and hour, I'm not talking about foolishness. I'm not talking about doing things God's not in. But it looks like to me that there ought to be some real brokenness and thanksgiving to God for that, what He's done. We get such in a rut in the Christian life, and we go through times of formalistic worship that it don't get to the heart of God. God don't want you, thank God, worshiping Him without your heart in it. In fact, you can't worship God without your heart in it. A man that worships God worships His Spirit and truth. But I say this tonight, worship is from the heart. If you worship God, you got to worship the heart. The Bible said He seeketh us to worship Him. And when we worship God, He wants our heart. Hey, God wants you tonight. Amen. That's all of you. God wants you. And God wants you to give Him praise tonight. I tell you this too, praise God. Listen, worship is from the heart. Praise comes from the heart, but it is an expression of worship. Somebody said they're not worshiping. Well, worship's something that a person has from the heart to God. I've said this, and believe it's right. Anytime in the Bible, the majority of time they worship, they fell on their face, that's prostrate. They had humbled themselves to worship and adore the Lord God. And that's the way we worship. We bow our hearts, thank God, before Him and adore Him and worship Him. And He, thank God, in turn kisses us with the love of God and the blessing of God. And therefore we make communion with Him. Thank God through worship. When we worship Him the way we ought to worship Him, there's communion in a man's heart. Thank God that that communion strengthens that man in grace. Amen. That's right. I will say this tonight. You can preach all you want to about leaving this church and working and doing what y'all do for God, but if you don't worship in the church, you won't work outside of it. That's right. Do you know the key to a healthy Christian life is worship? It really is. I worship Him when I bow down to pray. I tell Him what I think about Him. How I thank God He's my Father and I love Him and He's precious to me. And we make that communion there. Thank God, in the book of Song of Solomon, what was the thing that motivated them? They went to the banqueting house and they said the banner over me was love. But that communion produced that love. They was drunk on love. Thank God, they wasn't drunk on wine. They're drunk on love. And that love, that worship, that adoration that we have within our own hearts, and we communally worship Him and put our heart in it. Thank God, no matter where it's at, thank God, at the house of God's a good place to do it. But I'm telling you, we need to worship Him for who He is tonight. Amen. That's right. So He said here that we all offer to praise or to sacrifice a praise and then all offer it up by our lips unto Him. Thank God and praise to Him for what He's done for us. Amen. I'll say this tonight. Praise to me is an expression of a heart that's worshiped God. Just because a man raises his hand, I like that, and we ought to raise our hands. David said, that's why I live. I'll bless the Lord. And we ought to raise our hands in the sanctuary once in a while. Thank God, as old Brother Lloyd Guffey said, give a wave offering. Amen. That's right. Surely ain't going to hurt nothing there. But I'll tell you one thing, friend. The expression of worship comes, the expression of praise comes from a worshiping heart. And that's just not something you can hop into. Amen. If it's going to be real praise, that praise comes from a fervent, communing heart with God. And when a man comes into the house of God, therefore if he worships, there will be an expression of praise. You say, what caused that tear in that man's eye or that lady's eye? I'll tell you what did. Something got in their heart that caused the tears to come down. And then after that, tears of joy come down. There comes a hand to praise up and said, I want to thank my Lord. Amen. Thank God. A shout comes from within. Of worshiping Christ and praising Him. Thank God, my friend, a lot of people have made the church a racetrack and a cheerleading agency, but that's not what worship is. Worship's from the heart. Thank God, it ends up in an expression of praise to Him. Amen. That's right. I say this tonight, and I have run before. I felt like running the other day. I was preaching at the gym. God got all in it big time. I was preaching about being saved. Son, I'll tell you, it got stirred up in there. I looked over there and them inmates was crying. Amen. That's right. I said, boy, I'm about to kick a block at this wall. Amen. That's right. Thank God God got in it. I tell you, He did. And after I left, I felt pretty good. I tell you. And I tell you what, when you really worship Him and get to magnifying Him and everything He's done for you, He inhabits the praise of His children. I tell you, your heart will get to swelling. Amen. That's right. It'll swell up. It don't take long for the drop the bucket of the way in the well of my heart and God do something for me. I tell you, it don't take long to get her going. I to think about where He brought me from and where He's brought me to and how He blesses me by His grace and mercy and gives me everything I have. I tell you, it gets me to thanking Him and saying, I tell you, He's worthy. Amen. That's right. Amen. I tell you this tonight. I'm just saying this. We talk about sacrifice a little bit, but that's it. The Bible said here we're to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And I will say the first two words is the key. It's by Him. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And you know, you talk about deadness in a church. Just because churches shout don't mean they got life. But I'll tell you what, there will be expressions that come from a man's heart from worship that'll be manifested in amongst the congregation of the righteous. It will not be a dead place. We sung about heaven tonight. If you're born again, that's where you're going. But the fact of it is, Brother Danny, thank God we got heaven birthed in us tonight if we saved. And therefore, by God being in us, there ought to be true worship to Him. The house of God ought to be a little heaven on earth. Amen. Where the people of God get together and worship. And I tell you, there's no more important thing in the house of God than worship.
Yeah, right.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
I know preaching's important. I know it is. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But I'm telling you what. There's nothing more important to your heart than worshiping Christ.
Amen.
Nothing. Right. Nothing. He seeketh such to worship Him. That's right. That means you adore Him. Thank God. You know that word worship? You know what the meaning is? It's like a dog bowing down licking his master's hand.
Yep.
That's right. Worship and praise go hand in hand. But you can't praise Him the way you ought to until you worship Him the way you ought to. And I believe that's what we got to miss today. I believe we come in a lot of times and we want to see some outward manifestations. I'm like that. But I'm telling you, we'll never have outward manifestations that the Holy Ghost gets in until there's true heart worship in God and worship Him from our heart the way God says worship Him. And then when we worship Him, I'm telling you, there's no telling what God might do. There's no telling what God might do in a service if you get to worship Him. And I'm telling you what, son, I'm telling anybody in here, thank God, if you could get down that wall of flesh and get down that wall of arrogancy and get down that wall of pride and get down that wall, my friend. Thank God of the self image that you want to hold up and say, thank God, God, I want to worship. I want to have the power of God in my life. I want to praise You the way I ought to. And God, I'm taking everything. Thank God, I'm stripping myself up and making myself available to worship You the way God wants me to. And then I praise You, do whatever You want me to do. And the Holy Ghost, it'll glorify God. Amen. That's right. Amen. You know what? We think we got more pride than what we want to admit. That's right. Well, what would somebody say if I got up a weeping? Thank God. I'll thank God for it. What would somebody say if I go to the altar and bow before God while the singing's going on? I thank God for it. God, whatever He touches your heart to do, it'll be in the Scriptures. It'll be lined up with that. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm telling you this tonight, God wants all of you. He wants your whole body, soul, and spirit. Amen. He wants everything within you. And that's why the psalmist said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. Thank God. You can't come to church. We, the church is the people. That's just a type of language. But you can't come to the house of God and not get involved and leave the house of God and not have something when you leave.
Amen.
There ain't no bench warmers in this thing, buddy. I didn't never like riding a bench. I did a little bit. But I'll tell you one thing. There's none in the house of God. You participate in worship. You participate in worshiping God and praising God and coming in and be a part of it. I tell you, no telling what God do in a church. If people would just get to the place, ain't God, they'd get beyond themselves and worship the way God says worship and praise in the way He says. Hey, there's no telling what God might do in you. Amen. I'll tell you this tonight. I'll say this to men and women here. When you got a roadblock up, and you got a wall up, you're gonna miss God. Amen. You'll miss God every time. When the Holy Ghost gets moving and you start to put that wall up, and God start moving on you, ain't no telling what God might want you to do. Amen. I'll tell you what, it'll be with the right language too. Amen. That's right. It won't be nothing unscriptural, but I tell you one thing. I've heard them say, and I've seen it in meetings before, somebody that my friend just finally yielded everything to God, and God got on them, and I've seen them shout in the Holy Ghost. I've seen them raise their hand and weep, and I've seen the Holy Ghost take in and just move on a service and bless people, and they get to worshiping God. I'm telling you, that's what Corinthians talking about, worship over there when they was worshiping God. They said if a madman came in, if a man that did not even know nothing about God, if he come in and he saw real worship, thank God, he'd say, God's in them people here tonight. That's right. That's what he said. If they come in here and see a bunch of confusion, you see, that dishonors God. He's not the author of confusion. He's the author of peace. And everything's been done in decent and in order. That means there's an orderly arrangement with the Holy Ghost, but it don't mean it's in man's order, it's in God's order.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen. I just want to make myself a candidate tonight to yield my body to Him and my whole being to Him. And when I come into the house of God and go back to the house, I want to worship Him. Amen. That's right. I want to be like Him. I want to worship Him. And brother, I'm telling you, I want to praise Him. Thank God. That's right. Amen. Thank God. Well, that's my message tonight. Appreciate you being here. And that's what come to me while I was praying. So, the Lord add it to your heart. Check your own heart out. I'll never forget Brother Milby telling me one time, and I'm through, I mean it. His wife said, "I don't know if I'll ever shout." She was telling him she wasn't going to shout. And he said, "Well, you might miss a lot of blessings by telling God that."
Yeah.
He might. God might not put it on you to shout. But if you tell God you won't do it, I'll tell you what, you'll miss the blessing. You'll miss the blessing. I remember Miss Frances, when she'd come in here, she said, "I just felt like running." I said, "Praise God, I'd like to see you run."
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. I'll tell you what, I guarantee you that you get to pray and asking God to move in the house of God, and we really worship God, praise God, there ain't no telling what God might do on somebody's heart. There'll be people saved too. The church is active in worship. That's right. Holy Ghost shows up in that. Amen. Let's stand tonight. I love you and appreciate you being here.